Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moose-Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Monday, February the 16th. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. And finally, in this segment, we've got the FTSE chart. We've got Clive Lambert, a technical trading guy. He sent me an email on Friday, and we're lucky enough to have him on the show at about 10:35 today. But he's gone very super bullish on the FTSE. 73.50 is my first target for the FTSE when it breaks 7,000. Then 7,700. It's all on the charts, and I'm very bullish right now. So there's lots of stuff about this sort of the FTSE, and I've got a little page to read to you. FTSE, all-time high, 69.50 in December 1999. Obviously, a heavy exposure to natural resources, oil and gas, 14% of the FTSE, and the actual makeup on the S&P is just 8%. Technology is 20% of the S&P and just 1% of the FTSE. FTSE traded 15 times forecast earnings against an average of 12, and they're saying, but hey, it has been more expensive historically. So there's a half-decent chance that this might, just after 15 years, break to the upside.
Yeah, without wanting to spoil the party, just two things to bear in mind as and when we do crack 7,000. Firstly, the straight-line chart of itself does not include the effect of reinvested dividends.
Yeah.
If you had, we'd probably have broken that figure 2006, 2007.
Okay.
And the other big thing to bear in mind is the apples and pears comparison. On that date in 1999, when we hit 69.50, there were about 10 technology stocks just prior to the dot-com boom in the FTSE 100. Whereas, of course, the makeup today, because we have quarterly reshuffles, is, as we've said many times before, 40% is roughly oils, miners, and obviously the banks. So it's a slight apples and compares
right.
comparison in terms of the figure.
The constituents are very different now to what they were 15 years ago.
Whereas the Dow is much more stable. Something like there weren't any changes in the Dow between 1956 and 1976. There were a couple during the financial crisis, inevitably, but that's a much more stable index which bears those comparisons. Still good news that someone thinks we're going in the right direction, but the headline figure per se is not really a straight line comparison in terms of constituents as much as anything.
And that's exactly why we have you on the show, okay, just to keep us all in order. Richard Hunter, Head of Equities, Hargreaves Lansdowne, thank you for that intro. We're going to take a real quick break, and then Richard will be with us for the rest of the show. We're going to go straight.